Coming up in a few moments' time is the full interview from this morning when I went on BBC Radio Northampton to discuss cycling. Yesterday I was interviewed by BBC Online to discuss cycling, and a few weeks ago I was interviewed by my local newspaper, The Evening Telegraph, to discuss cycling. Cycling is an incredibly hot topic at the moment, and huge amounts of investment and change is needed. At each of these opportunities, I have discussed Critical Mass Wellingborough, a cycle event I have organised this coming Friday. I'm about to plug it to you too. It's this coming Friday, the 31st of July 2020, meeting from 6:30 outside Castello Lounge. I'm hoping for a wonderful turnout. The weather is expected to be great. I'll have some music playing. It will be relaxed and it will be safe. Everyone will be riding together at a moderate pace, very slow and steady, and everyone will be socially distanced as well. I really do hope you can make it. To see any of the articles, please visit www.samuelshoesmith.uk. Without further ado, here is the interview.
Annabel Amos at breakfast.
BBC Radio Northampton.
Oh, it was the AA advert. Someone's just told me that he was a very nice man. He's a very nice man. Yes, thank you. It was, wasn't it? Now then, we've been talking about this story that's doing the rounds this morning, talking about Wellingborough being one of the worst places in the country to cycle. It's got one of the lowest rates of cycling in England. There's a whole article on the BBC News website about the challenges that cyclists face in the town. And, well, they've been talking about this because the government is hoping that its new scheme, offering £50 vouchers to get a bike repaired, might help to get more people back in the saddle. There's also money towards cycle lanes and all of that. But last night, the voucher website crashed. We had Mick text us a little earlier saying he was amongst those who sat for hours trying to use the site without success. Let's speak to someone in Wellingborough who does cycle, Samuel Shoesmith. Hi, Samuel.
Hello, Annabelle. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Nice to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you.
I was shocked by this stat that Wellingborough has one of the lowest rates. I mean, if you cycle there, do you not see many people doing the same?
Annabelle, sometimes I feel like I'm the only cyclist on the road. I have to say there are not many people that cycle, and there are not many people that walk around. The town is not very attractive for active travel, and it is such a sad statistic. So when this news was announced about the number of active travellers in Wellingborough being the lowest in the entire country, it didn't really surprise me, because I do see it. I mean, I've seen over the past couple of months during lockdown a fantastic surge in Wellingborough in terms of the people that have got out on bicycles, and it's been heartening. I really, really love seeing it. However, it's slowly decreasing as more and more traffic is getting back on the roads. We need radical change to bring up, to keep the levels of cycling the same.
And when you say radical change, so what? Cycle lanes, more of those?
Absolutely. So what we need is we need dedicated, segregated cycle lanes on the highway. We don't, not shared cycle paths, not paint on the roads. We need dedicated lanes to allow people to get to the town centre to buy their shopping, or to cycle for leisure, or to cycle for exercise. What we need is we also need connected towns. We need towns, so Wellingborough should be connected to Kettering, should be connected to Northampton. I should be able to I mean, it's so difficult. If you're familiar with the A509, Wellingborough to Kettering, awful to cycle along. Why isn't there a dedicated separate lane at the side? So, yeah, radical changes are needed. And the announcements yesterday by government, I have to say they brought a tear to my eye, a tear of happiness to my eye when I saw them. Some of the proposals were absolutely fantastic yesterday.
So you live in Wellingborough, but you work where?
So I live in Wellingborough. I actually work in Wellingborough. So I work for the NHS. I work down at Icebrook Hospital.
And you can cycle to and from home?
Absolutely. I cycled to work. And as I say, during lockdown, it was so quiet on the road. It was eerily quiet. Sometimes I would not see a car on the entire journey from my home to work. And it was safe and I felt great. However, so when I was working just a couple of days ago and I had a shift, I was close past within mere inches. And it was enough to make me scream slightly inside. It was awful, and that happens on a quite regular basis. So, but yeah, radical change does need to happen.
I went on a bike ride, must have been about a month ago now, with the kids, and I found myself just for a very short period on the A5, and it was so frightening. I mean, I had my kids with me, but I mean...
I can imagine the hairs on the back of your neck.
Yeah.
Kind of, it would have been so frightening, yeah.
And that's the thing, because I think some cars, when they pass, they don't think to give you a wide berth, do they?
They do not. So there needs to be a radical change, both in terms of infrastructure, but also in the culture of cycling. This is also about walking as well. The announcements yesterday is generally about active travel. So one of them that you mentioned a moment ago, the Fix Your Bike voucher scheme, which was launched, fantastic, £50 for anyone that's got an unused bike that's sitting there that needs to be repaired to get them back on the road. However, the website did collapse at midnight last night, so it's currently been withdrawn. As I heard at the top of the hour there, they just announced that it had collapsed. It is such a shame. It's a bit of a shambles, but it will be launched back, and people can apply to get back on the road and cycle.
I suppose at least it shows that it was popular, doesn't it? And people.
Absolutely. The government would have known it would have been popular, and they would have got ready. But obviously, they didn't get ready. They didn't prepare well enough, because there must have been so many people trying to get on their website to get their free £50 to do out their bike and get it back
now,
working on the road.
All the details are kind of being worked on as to what the money's going to go on and how, you know, towns are going to improve. But you've organised a gathering on Friday, yeah?
Yeah. So, so as I say, the documents that yesterday, so as well as this fund, there was also this document announced called Gear Change. Fantastic. It's great policies, great ideas. However, although the government may push for some fantastic things, it's local councils that need to enact them. And so far what we've seen from both Northants County Council and the Borough Council of Wellingborough is inactivity. They are not moving quick enough. As you'll hear a bit later on, there is this case that the County Council have got £351,000 that we've given from government, and they need to spend that on emergency measures. They were told to do it back in May the 9th. They said the government said, you know, do start now, to start swiftly within weeks, and get some emergency measures. This included pop-up cycle lanes, so cycle lanes with cut sort of bollards or cones to make sure people can cycle safely to work. They said about widening pavements so people could socially distance as they use the shops and start to go back to near normality. The councils haven't done anything. So this protest that I've organised on Friday, it's called Critical Mass Wellingborough, and I'm hoping it'll be incredibly well attended. I already know that loads of people are coming. And what will happen is we'll just cycle around slowly as a big group, and we will, one, of course, celebrate cycling. It's a wonderful activity, but also protest for change, because we can't have this anymore. There's just inaction. It's very sad.
Well, it sounds like stuff is finally happening. Nice to speak to you, Samuel Shoesmith, then, who does a fair bit of cycling in Wellingborough, and not many people do. But given that, you know, on the front page of the Times today, at the top of their page, it says, get on your bike. A lot of people talking about how cycling is the big thing.